The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. I want to remind everybody, if you need your service done on your motor, your outboard motor, you haven't had time to take it to a shop somewhere, please call Captain Mike Darvo, 614-3423. That's 614-3423. And he'll come out and do any of the maintenance on it, change your oil filter, water pump, all that stuff on it, and spark plugs, whatever you need, tune up on it. So give Captain Mike a call, and he'll come to your house and do it, and that way you ain't got to take it somewhere. And let's get Nancy on. Morning,
good
Nancy.
Morning, Captain Vic. Good morning. I've
good
got
morning.
Two questions.
Okay.
How can you win that flounder pounder today?
By catching the biggest flounder?
Mm-mm. By singing a catchy tune?
I don't think that's going to make the fish bite, but you can try it.
Well, have you tried it?
No, I have a little poem my dad used to say all the time. It's fishy, fishy in the brook, won't you come and bite my hook?
Oh, that's cute. Now, I'm taking a tour of St. George Island. I have no idea where it is or what it is, but I'm not doing it today. Is St. George Island an island in the ocean?
I don't think you want to go over there right now. Area was blasted to pieces by the hurricane.
Oh, no, we're taking a tour. There's a church and some club and something. It's through the University of North Florida.
Yeah, but that whole island there was kind of messed up.
Are you sure it's St. George Island or is it the little town of St. George?
Yeah, you've got a good question. I thought they said St. George Island.
Isn't that, you talking about the St. George that's over there by Apalachicola?
I don't know. That's why I'm calling Captain Vic, the Sultan of the... What are you the Sultan of?
They say...
Saltwater.
Wizard of the Waterway.
Well, anyway, we'll skip that. I'll call University of North Florida because maybe they don't know the...
How long has this been set up?
Well, they just sent me an email last week to make sure I was still in the class, and I said yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to say, if they set it up before the hurricane, I was wondering.
I signed up for it about 2 months ago.
Yeah, I was wondering if they, if it was arranged before the hurricane, maybe it's not going to be happening after the hurricane, but I don't know. I really don't know where St. George Island is.
Now, you know what? Maybe that email was like a robo-call email, you know?
Yeah. It could be.
I'm going to the beach because I'm a member of the Sam Jam team. There's the Down Syndrome Walk. And I think our team, the Sam Jam team, isn't that a cute name?
It is. You're going today?
Yes.
Okay. Where's that walk at? At the beach? Where at? What beach?
At the ocean there, Captain Vic.
I know, but is it at Atlantic Beach, Neptune Beach?
No. Well, I don't
Jacksonville
know.
Jacksonville Beach?
It's at the amphitheater. Where's the amphitheater?
Oh, okay, Jacksonville Beach.
Is that very hard to find?
No, I just got Beach Boulevard all the way to the end. All the way to the end of Beach Boulevard.
Well, I was going to go Butler Boulevard. See, that's closer to me.
Okay. You can do that and then hit A1A and go down.
Could I take the creek all the way to the ocean and then up the ocean to the beach?
The creek. What do you mean, the creek? You're talking about the...
Does Julington Creek run into the ocean?
Well, Julington Creek runs into the St. John's River, and then the St. John's River runs into the ocean.
But I mean the other way east? Doesn't Julington Creek run into the ocean?
No, it doesn't. It runs into the St. John's River, and then you have to take the St. John's River and go to the ocean.
You just keep singing a catchy tune today.
All right.
How big are flounder?
Some people have caught them up to 16, 18 pounds. I think state records like 22 pounds. They usually have them up around 9 pounds in this tournament. So looking for, you know, probably a 10 pounder would break the tournament record, I think, if I remember right.
Then can they keep it?
I think they can keep it, yeah. I mean, if they want to.
And then you can cook it.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Go to the store, so get you a couple cans of lump crab meat and stuff him with crab meat.
That's it.
I don't like stuffed flounder. But you know what? Right. You should, after this, everybody catches a fish, you should have a fish fry.
Well, they don't have them there at the tournament because it's at a restaurant, so they don't have it.
Oh, the tournament is at a restaurant.
Yes. The weigh-in is at a restaurant, so, you know, people buy food from the restaurant.
What restaurant?
It's used to be called Big Dogs. I don't know if it's still called that or not. Is
Big
it?
Big Dogs Pierside.
Yeah. Big Dogs Pierside is on Beach Boulevard, right at Beach Marine at the Intercoastal.
Mm-hmm. I never heard of that restaurant.
Huh. Used to be the Blue Typhoon.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. I appreciate it, Nancy.
Anyway, you guys have a happy day, and you keep singing a catchy tune, and I'm glad you're in the Founder Pounder.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Morning, Bruce. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Captain Vic?
Doing okay, sir.
Man, we had a good time Wednesday, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, y'all. Are nothing but thieves.
Yeah, but you know, we got some pretty nice ones. Y'all get them all cleaned up and
yeah. Hold on a minute. There you go. Yeah, what gets me is before when the fiddler hit the rock, it was gone.
Yeah, I know, they were biting pretty good out there.
Oh yeah, I mean real good.
Yeah,
we need to get together about us going with you again next month.
Oh, you know what? I didn't call you. Sorry about that. And I got kind of busy there. But, I'll call you, and we'll go ahead and get that set up. I'll call you after the show here.
All right.
Okay. And was that the truck you're fixing to sell? Is that what I heard beeping?
Right. Oh, yeah, I was hit the wrong thing. Anyway, It's a 2005 Toyota Tundra XXXSP. It's all loaded, including the rear window. It's electric. It's got leather interior. Well, you've seen the truck. It looks brand new.
Oh, yeah, it does. You know? I mean, yeah, and I can't. That's a great price you're asking for it.
Oh, yeah, I'm asking $10,500 for my best offer, and I'm motivated, too.
So, there you go.
Like I said, it's got 118,000 miles. Oh, I've changed oil. I've done everything I'm supposed to do. And I'm going to be over here. If you're on the south side and want to see it, I'm going to be at the Moroccan Temple until about 4 o'clock today. If not, I'll be but the truck's in White House. But like I said, if I got a call from a sister in Virginia and she needed me, I'd hop my truck and just go. You know, that's how dependable it is.
Yeah, I know it, man. I love my Toyota.
Oh yeah. So if anybody wants a good truck that don't cost $40,000 to $60,000 or $35,000, you've got many, many miles left on this one. The reason why I'm getting rid of it, I told you, I want a small truck. I'm getting a little older now.
Yeah.
And this truck here is big. It's a four door. You know. So anyway.
Yeah, man. That's great. So, I'll talk to anybody out there that is looking for a good truck. I know Bruce takes care of all this stuff, and like I say, it looks brand new. So, that's good, Bruce. I appreciate that, man.
Let me give you my phone number. It's 631-4543.
Okay. So, we'll mention that again before we get off the air and see if anybody's out there is interested in it. You got the towing package and all that on there, right?
Oh, yeah, it's just got everything.
Well, yeah.
You know, I towed a boat
for years with it. Yeah.
Yeah, more than that. So, you know.
All right.
All right. Well, you have a good day, and I'll be expecting your phone call, okay?
Okay, Bruce. Yeah, let's get you set up and get back out there on them. I tell you, this cool front we got coming through tomorrow, that's going to cool everything down. Maybe get that water temperature cooled down, get those fish really fired up for when y'all get it out there. Yeah.
Let me give you my phone number one more time, 631-4543, okay?
All right, Bruce, we got you. All right, baby, thanks.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning on Still Just Fishing Show. And you might want to crack that door for when he comes back in, so he won't be knocking too loud. But
he must have fell in.
But yeah, as far as getting out there on the Flounder Pounder like that, hopefully it's such a pretty day today, and it's going to be such pretty weather today, and maybe right before this front, those fish will really chew. You know, of course, I thought that Thursday. You know, and Wednesday before that front came in Thursday. And, but that wasn't a very big front, you know, as far as, no. You know, dropping the barometer and all that stuff, you know, very much. So, and looking up there right there, they're showing a 7-day forecast now, and it's only showing 10% chance of rain tomorrow. So, you know, on that one.
But it's going to honk, though. That wind. Six foot.
Yep. That's what I'm kind of, you know, concerned about, is that wind. And of course, it could stir up the water and make it sandy and muddy and stuff like that, too, for Monday. It depends on how much wind we have and how long it does last. You know, looking at that forecast, that National Weather Service forecast I had a while ago up, talking about, you know, 25 knots with gusts to 35. And, you know, that's going to be quite a bit. I know on Windfinder, it's not showing quite that bad. So they're showing at 8 a.m., 14 knots with gusts to 19 tomorrow morning. And then at 11, 14 with gusts to 17. And then it's supposed to calm down a little bit from that point. And then during the day, Monday, Windfinder is showing 9 to 13 knots. And then on Tuesday, it's showing 3 to 4 knots, which is pretty nice, you know, out of the north. It's going to be northwest to start with, and then straight out of the north, and then turning northeast. And then when it turns northeast again, Wednesday is going to pick up again, 12 to 19 knots. Thursday, oh, boy. Man, Thursday, they're showing, of course, they're showing rain most of the day on Thursday for Windfinder, and it's showing 18 to 25 knots out of the northeast. And then Friday, 15 to 20 knots out of the northeast. So looks like this whole week's going to be kind of bad off and on. Mm-hmm. You know, Monday and Tuesday don't look near as bad, and then Wednesday is not quite as bad. But come Thursday and Friday, there's going to be some major weather again. So don't know how many days I'm going to get to work this week, but I guess that's Mother Nature telling me I shouldn't work every day.
Yeah, they're showing as long as the barometer is either dropping or moving upward, that the bite is better.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not stable.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I used to have this
front coming in, it might be dropping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it depends. Is it a high pressure coming in? I didn't look at that.
It's probably low coming in. If it's, well, there's not much rain in it, but, you know. I don't know if it showed. Let's see what Windfinder is showing for as far as the pressure goes. I think it'll show. Okay, like today, it's showing 30.6 for most of the day, and then around 529.91, down 29.94, and then tomorrow back up to 30. Yep, back up to 30. So it's kind of showing it kind of steady throughout that front coming through. And that is an app called Windfinder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the Weather Channel is going to show the barometer. Of course, the barometer can change anyway. It's, you know, it might just all of a sudden change in a day or two, you know. I mean, in an hour or two, it could go up or down pretty quick. And I know showing here on the Weather Channel app on my phone, it's showing a little slight chance of rain around 8, 9 o'clock tonight. But I'm not showing any barometer on it. It's not showing me the barometer rising or falling on it. And it's showing a 0 to 5% chance of rain for tomorrow. But it's not showing much else.
Yeah, I'm showing the barometer is going to stay
pretty consistent. Steady.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't really care for that. I like it more when the barometer is going up and down throughout the day. You know, if it goes up and down off and on throughout the day, that seems to be your best bite. I used to have that depth finder where I had the barometer was in the console, and I had it had a battery in it.
Mm-hmm.
To where it would, you know, register even with the depth finder turned off. And whenever you get out there and turn your depth finder on, it would show what the barometer has been for the last 12 hours. And it'd show you whether it was rising or falling. And it would always show you, like, you know, the last 12 hours. You go out there, even if it's 9 o'clock in the morning, it shows you what the last 12 hours were.
That's convenient.
And that thing was pretty nice in trying to learn, you know, you could see most of what the good bite was when that barometer is going up and down, you know. And it continued. If it was like rising and steady rising, it wasn't as good of a bite. And if it was steady, it wasn't nearly as good of a bite. When it start falling again, the bite would turn on, And then once it got down after about an hour and a half to 2 hours of steady falling, you know, if it was falling a little bit steady though, after about an hour and a half, 2 hours, then the bite started slowing down. But that first hour or hour and a half of it, was probably some of that, you know, the barometer going up and down deal. And, but you could really see the difference in the fish in the bite that was happening. It was really something.
On Tides for Fishing, you know that, that website?
Yeah.
It has a 18-hour, it's got a the 0-hour, 6-hour, 12-hour, and 18-hour spread of what they're predicting the barometer is going to do. And it looks like it's at 30.09, 30.09, 30.09, and then it starts dropping later in the afternoon.
Today. Yeah.
So your bite's probably going to be better later as it's dropping.
That's what I was showing. What time is your showing starting to drop?
After the it'll start to drop after the 12th hour. So sometime after noon it'll start dropping.
Yeah, see, this one's around 3 o'clock. It's starting to drop.
Yeah, so it'll be sometime after.
But it's showing steady right up to about, well, right up to 2. Then it's got a small drop.
Yep. What and time then, they open their way in?
I don't know.
About 3, two, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I don't know what the first weigh in time is now. Can't remember, but I know it runs up to, what, 4 o'clock?
Yeah, 4. Yeah.
So it's probably around 2.
That one year he did the raffles and all first. And then did the weigh-in stuff. It kind of went a little smoother. But then at the end of it, you know, there's a lot of time spent on the weigh-in and who got what, you know, and that kind of thing. So you were doing that raffle and the, all that stuff at the end just stretches it way out.
Yeah, it does. Well, and while they're trying to put together, you know, find out, you know, who's first, second, third, all that stuff, trying to, you know, do all the numbers, that's a good time to do the raffle, you know.
So we'll, I'll be working the east side. He's got me doing.
But you'll be right there by the way in.
Yeah. Well, last year, I don't know what it was. Last year, I didn't work it last year.
Yeah.
My back was messed up. Couldn't even hardly stand up straight.
Yeah.
I know. What, last year?
Yeah.
I was doubled over. It hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had my cane and I went by there just to say hi to everybody and, and I had to leave. I couldn't stand there no more.
But you use that cane seat to help, you know.
Yeah.
Fend
off people from going around there.
The security, his enforcer.
You take that crook end of it, just grab him by the arm, pull him over. Maybe can't go over there.
Won't have to get out of the little stool he's going to have for me.
Might have to get you a longer cane like they used to use on stage. They pull people off stage.
Yeah, I remember that. The old long cane.
Yeah.
I got that aluminum telescoping. It goes out 12 feet.
No, there you go.
It's only about that long. You know, the push pole you use to push away from the rock. That thing there reach way out there for you.
Just don't have a good bend on the end of it. It's only a small hook.
Yeah, change the end of it.
Somebody's on the phone. I don't know who it is. Here we got, Mrs. Ted. Oh, my goodness.
Mrs. Ted.
Hey there, Miss Gail. How you doing?
Hey there, you caught me with my mouth full of breakfast. I thought I was on hold.
Well, you were. Matter of fact, I was just fixing to ask if you want to hold on, but we're fixing to go to break because you can hear the music playing.
Sure. So,
I want to
ask you a quick question.
Okay, that way you can get through eating.
Let's get us on the schedule, baby.
All right,
perfect.
I'm gonna put you on hold. We'll get you right back when we come back.
Thank you.
And we'll be back after this.
Talk Radio, AM AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is in Nevada today. That's where he'll wrap up a three-state GOP campaign swing in the western states. Last night, speaking in Mesa, Arizona, he accused the Democrat Party of encouraging illegal immigration in the hopes of winning more Democrat voters as a legal stream across the U.S. border. President Trump says he believes Saudi Arabia's explanation of the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi is credible. He also called the announcement that the suspects are in custody in the death of the Washington Post contributor as a good first step in the investigation. President Trump is beating the drum for immigration policy changes, says he travels and campaigns ahead of this year's midterm elections. Just one of the themes he is expecting to hammer home once again today. Officials in Colorado say that they're looking into a middle school teacher accused of duct taping a student to a chair. They say it affected a seventh grade boy. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. **556. That's **556. Message and data rates may apply. Call **556.
It's time to start planning your 2018 Christmas party, and the Salem Center is the perfect location. We have an auditorium that can be decorated beautifully, and we can host your get-together for as few as 20 people or as many as 400. Plus, the Salem Center has that wow factor you will want for your holiday party. A sit-down lunch or dinner? Yes, we can do that. A mix-and-mingle event? Yep, we can do that too. An auditorium-style Christmas program? Of course, we can do it all. And also, with a memorable style at a price point that is very reasonable. So give us a call now. We have space available, but we are filling up very quickly. The number, 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Ask for our hospitality directors, Angie or Beverly. Call now, 861-0440. Again, that's 861-0440. Ask for Angie or Beverly. 861-0440. That's 861-0440.
The level of hate directed toward this president by people who claim that they care about Russia is just hilarious. I mean, where were they when the Obama administration was doing nothing about the election meddling? Where were they? And how many of you think the Obama administration would have even spoken about Russian election meddling if Hillary won? None of these people would have demanded hearings because that's not of interest to them.
Laura Ingraham, weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And there's a disabled vehicle at 295 South right before San Jose, blocking the right shoulder. And don't forget the special event at the Main Street Bridge and the Costa Bridge, closing the lanes there. Going to be mostly sunny today, looking for high 91 and 20% chance of showers tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 63. It is still hanging into 73 at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and we got Mrs. Ted on this morning.
Morning. Good morning, honey. Good morning, Brother Chris and Brother Vic.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Y'all are having a good show. I wanted to tell you that first of all. Had a couple of things I wanted to mention or ask. How are you feeling Brother Vic. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yep.
You're improving from your surgery.
I think I improved about as good as I was going to improve. Now I'm just old.
Well, I was worried because I don't want you to get out there and overdo it now in the first couple of weeks that you're feeling better, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying not to, and it seems like Mother Nature is helping me with that, because I think it was not this past week here, but last week, you know, when the hurricane came in, I didn't work for like 4 days. I only worked Sunday and Friday of that week because
right,
we had
yeah.
that threat of the hurricane and the wind's blowing and all that stuff. And now this coming week looks like the wind's going to be blowing and everything. I'm supposed to be working tomorrow, but 25 knots, a gust of 35, I don't think it will be.
No. Don't do that. And secondly, I can't get Ted to do this. So I'm just going to call him out on it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I want him to get on your schedule whenever it's not so, you know, the gusty winds and the weather gets right and everything for both of us, to go fishing with you, because I'm feeling an itsy bit better, and I feel like they're getting out there and tying one on.
Okay. All right. We'll talk when the show's over. Ted and I will look at my book, and we'll get it going.
Oh, good. That's what I'm looking forward to. Well, I just wanted to say, hey, check on you, tell you to slow up a little bit and take it easy, continue to, and y'all just have fun. I'm enjoying listening.
We're good. We have a good time in here, I think, you know. Seem to
we all get
along good and have a great time in here, and you know, so I appreciate that, Gail. I was going to say Mrs. Ted again, but
that's okay. I'll answer to that. Well, enjoy.
Well, I'm glad to hear.
I'm listening.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing better too.
Yes, I am. I appreciate the prayers. Appreciate the
prayer. Yes, ma'am. And we got to keep us all going. We got to keep each other going here. You
listen,
know?
I tell you, I know that's the truth, and fishing will do it, won't it?
It will. That's right. That's what I always thought kind of kept me healthy and all, you know, was getting out there in that salt air and, you know, staying busy, you know, not sitting around the house, you know. So I thought that's what kept me going.
That's right. We'll keep on keeping on, and so will I.
All righty.
Okay, take care now, and y'all enjoy.
All right, thanks, Gail.
See you later, babe.
Okay, bye-bye for now.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, we'll have to do that when we get outside a few. You got a few minutes?
Sure.
And you've been doing good, Chris.
Oh, fine as frog hair.
Yeah. So you haven't had any more problems, have you?
No. They got me on a short leash. I'm on the bike every day.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, do 30, 35, 40 minutes of biking, and I just never slow down anyway, so mm-hmm. I've always got, with two boats and a big yard, it's never a dull moment. It's always something to work on, tinker with.
Well, and your bike, what do? You get out and ride a bike, or do you do the...
I have a mountain bike that I made a little more comfortable by putting a better seat on it and raising the handlebars a bit, and I got a real nice neighborhood for riding around, a lot of canopied area right along the river, and I just get out and go, and there's a lot of hills too, and on the hills will really get you a good workout. So in about 30 minutes, I can usually do about 4 or 5 miles, and so it, you know, they've got me on that regular program, cardiac rehab program.
Hey, Chris.
Which is,
I saw on TV the other day on one of these Sunday-type shows is there's an organization or some guy that has business in Tampa that rents bicycles that go on the water. And that is kind of neat.
Yeah, the big tire thing.
Yeah, to get the end, it's like on a float. I go, that would be really cool. You take your fishing rod out there and bike all around the bay.
Yeah, they got to have rod holders. You could troll. Yeah. Perfect trolling speed there.
Big old tires that's got the little things, I guess paddles or whatever on the
sweet.
So it moves. Yeah, I've seen those. Those are pretty neat.
You can kind of race Vic around the around the river there.
Yeah, there was a guy that launched a kayak right by my house at the little boat ramp there at the end of Arlington Road, and he had a electric trolling motor on his kayak. And he paddled out till he got deep enough. But when he engaged that trolling motor and it started going, I thought he was going to get that kayak up on a plane. That thing like took off like a shot.
That'd be my kayaking. Yeah, I don't know if I could sit here and paddle, man, you know, a long time, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what thrust trolling motor he had, but that thing was moving. I mean, as soon as he turned that trolling motor, he was like gone.
Yeah,
halfway to the barges out there off the boat ramp.
No, that's a lot easier than the paddling thing.
Yeah, I looked at that. I was like, pedals, that's my kind of kayak right there.
No, the paddling kayak, they move pretty good too.
Yeah, I saw two people in a tandem kayak the other day, and they were pedaling up there in clapboard, and they were moving along.
We was coming back over that bridge. They
exactly. Did you see how fast they were moving?
Yep.
They were moving against the incoming tide, and they were just steadily moving right along. So those things must have a pretty good
just a paddling.
Yeah,
and I've never seen a tandem.
I know there was two of them in there
with two paddles, you know.
Yeah, there was both of them paddling. The lady was in the front, and he was in the back, and both of them was just
they were moving along. I was impressed because I was like, "Holy cow, they're going against the current and they're moving right along." So
kind of like those little boats that, you know, the paddle boats you rent at the lakes and stuff. You paddle with your feet,
right?
Like a bicycle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they look like. You had one in the front, one in the back.
Yeah, those tricycles, like Alan was talking about, that's pretty neat to be able to get out there. I would imagine though with those big tires, the one I've seen, it's got the huge tires like that, so you can sit on top of the water. I would imagine if the wind's blowing, it'd probably blow you sideways across there, whatever, you know. I don't know if you can control it as good with that wind if you get out there 20 knot
like
winds.
Talking about?
Yeah,
you seen them big old balloony tires?
Uh-huh. So I'm saying if you get out there about 20 knot winds, I bet it kind of push you around there.
Yeah, I need to find some of them big old tires and build, not quite that big, but those big balloon-like ones that they're putting on that people customize their surf carts with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are nice.
Yeah. You got a surf cart?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
No.
I didn't know as much. Pile his on top of mine.
That's why
I got one. Actually, I got two. You could use one of them.
Well, I prefer those beaches where you just back up, drop the tailgate, and you're fishing.
Yeah.
I love the beaches that are you're allowed to drive on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I bought a four-wheel drive, because it's nice. When I got the truck way back when, Huguenot was wide open, the whole thing. You could drive everywhere at Huguenot.
You see those little coolers over there, motorized coolers you sit on and just drive it around?
A cooler?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they'll get up to, I think, 25 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. It's cooler.
Look here, he goes riding on a cooler.
Guy used to come out to White Shell. He used to fish off of the Crady Bridge, the George Crady Bridge out there in Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go out there and get the cooler out and take off, go down the bridge.
Wow. I've seen a lot of things, but I've never seen a powered cooler.
Oh, they're pretty neat, man. I had to show you on my phone.
I'll tell you, walking out there on that Nassau Bridge, you would want something motorized. That's a long ways out there.
Yeah, it's a pretty good bridge.
Yeah, especially if you fish the other end of it, you know, around the channel marker or something, you know. Those channel markers, there's a lot of, you know, people use sheephead fish around them a lot, you know.
Well, that Salt Pit Bridge was my favorite spot, but you can't get on it no more. They blocked it off with the fence.
I wonder if because the bridge is getting in such bad shape or what. Well, I wonder if that's what the link between it, you know, that
where it just went up onto the dirt and went over to the other bridge, all that's washed out now.
Oh, and, okay.
So they block it off so you can't walk across there. But to me, it's too far back. I just put it at the end of the bridge because that's where all my fishing was done when I used to fish on that bridge.
So is it totally, the whole bridge is blocked?
Past the, it's on the other side of the, towards you where the parking lot is, where the channel comes through, where the boats go under.
Yeah.
That's where the fence is.
Oh, okay.
So that's as far as you can go.
Yeah, probably not much fishing on that south end of it anyway. Might as well fish off the shore there.
Yeah, well, on that other end, the north end, is where all the rocks and the little creek and all that stuff is, a little mud.
Bill, if you can hold on, I'll get you on as soon as we come back. We'll be right back.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
The soothing sounds of the carefree life of coastal birds. You too can have a worry-free life by letting Frontline Insurance navigate your path to stress-free homeownership. At Frontline, we've been there for Floridians when the seas were more than a little choppy. Nearly 90% of Frontline's policyholders were paid within 3 weeks of having the damage to their home inspected after Hurricane Irma. Let Frontline Insurance be your lifeline to security and peace of mind. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Hey boaters, are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterward? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423 and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Hey, we're back this morning, and we got Bill on. He's been waiting. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, don't call me that anymore.
What's that, Bill?
Yeah, I want to be known as the King of the Blennies.
Yeah, you said they was tearing you up out there.
Well, then you got to be a more noble name like William.
No, I think King of the Blennies is more fitting, but they taste like crap and they're hard to fillet.
No, you just put them all in a meat grinder and grind it all up, make a patty out of it.
Oh my goodness! It was, you know, I finally went sheephead fishing again, and it was outgoing tide. Well, I got the incoming outgoing, and then it switched on me. I couldn't hold on the inside of the inlet, though. I was going backwards about half a mile an hour.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I don't like fishing out going out there. And you, if you go around on the outside of the jetties, you can do it, get out of the current, you know. But I seem to have more bites on the inside of the rocks myself.
Huh. Well, I couldn't hold, so I went on the outside. I went through a small, half pints or whatever of crabs. Yeah. I only lost three hookups. But I only hooked them. You know, I wouldn't bet my life on it, but I'd probably bet your life that I hooked one sheephead.
Mm. Yeah, if you get back out there, try the incoming tide. It seems to be a better bite on the incoming tide. And I think because you never have as much current on the incoming tide as you do the outgoing.
Huh.
And
running uphill, huh?
And one of the things I like to do is, you know, I'll be fishing like on the inside of the south jetties or whatever, and then if the current picks up there a little fast, you go over to the inside of the north, and the current's not as fast. And then when it picks up faster there, you go back to the inside of the south, and you can kind of go back and forth that way. But main thing with sheephead fishing is, you know, if you sit in one place for a little while, I mean, you'll generally catch quite a few blennies this time of the year. And then, you know, after you do, you know, catch that many blennies and release them, then, you know, you start catching sheep's head. It seems like, I don't know whether the blennies eating the fiddlers kind of chums them up, or whether you just the blennies get to them before the sheep's head do, or exactly what happens. But usually I like to, instead of like trolling up and down the rocks or moving too much, I like to try, you know, to you know, see if I can sit in one place to be able to get the sheep's head to come to me. There again,
yeah, I didn't move around much. In fact, I moved maybe three times in 2 hours, however long it took me to run through that bait.
Yeah.
But it was, I tried a 2 ounce sinker, and then I went to a quarter ounce sinker. I was on the bottom. I was catching blennies, but I just could not get, either couldn't set the hook on them fast enough or something.
Yeah. Yeah, those blennies, they get real thick in October for some reason. I don't know. And toward the end of October, the males will get, you know, there's the females are real gray colored, and then the males are kind of a maroonish color, you know. And then the males will get real maroon about the end of October. And I guess it's their spawning season or whatever, but, you know. Those being, there's not a market for them, and I don't know why. I mean, it seems like they can make dog food or something out of them. Because there is no shortage of blennies. There's plenty of blennies.
And I am the king.
Well, that's what Chris was saying. So you need to change, instead of saying Bill, the king of the blennies.
King your, William.
Yeah. It would sound better as, yeah, King William. The there you go.
King William the Blenny.
That's too fun. It was so frustrating. I get some new docks on the way back, and still trying to catch a flounder.
Yeah, how'd you do on that? Did you even catch one?
Nope.
Yeah,
no,
see?
I did not.
I mean, it seemed like the flounder bite was better 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago than it is now. I don't know why.
Well, I used a jig, you know, like we talked about last week, and just cast around four, five, six times, depending on whether I can get all around the dock or not, and moved on. And I did a lot of moving on.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. You really want to stay on the move for those flounder, and then whenever you do, you know, happen to get one, then I really, you know, work that area over.
Yeah, that was my plan. I went, was it Hollover where you told me you caught a pretty big flounder one time? I see a lot of guys walking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Park down there. As soon as I could get to a dock that was in 6 feet of water or more, then I worked my way back down towards the Sisters Creek.
Yeah.
So those were the docks that I hit, and I should have been fine.
I haven't turned my phone down, in case you didn't know.
But I know that eagle went off a while ago.
Yeah, I know.
Ducked my head. I thought he was coming in for a landing.
And hot.
Yeah, I need to change that probably. It's kind of loud. Well, it's kind of loud at times. There we go. Now we got it turned down. Somebody trying to call me in the middle of the show here. But yeah, if you get out there and work those areas like that, usually you find that one flounder in an area, and then that way there's you know more bait in that area or whatever that's going to make them hold in that area. And usually I work that whole area over. But the last time I flounder fished, I mean, we only got two or three of them. It wasn't that big of a deal, you know?
Right.
So I'm hoping, I know there's going to be some big flounder turned in, and a lot of people that are, you know, out there flounder fishing. I mean, I've seen some guys at the boat ramp not too long ago, and the guy told me that's all he does. That's all he ever fishes for, ever, is flounder. And
there was a kid sitting in the boat waiting for his dad, and I caught a trout. He was about, 19 inches. I didn't want to keep one because that was back when I used to actually catch fish. And I gave it to him, and the old man came out, and he was furious. He said, I don't eat trout. I eat flounders. And I'm like, well, F you, buddy. Excuse me for giving you, And evidently, he was the same way. He only fished for flounder. He only ate flounder, and God forbid that,
You're picky if you toss a wade, want to wade through the trout just to get to flounder. They're both yummy.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Oh, for sure.
I kind of envy some of these guys that are able to just fish for trout. I mean, and they be able to find, a good trout bite, big trout, stuff like that, because that's all they're concentrating on. And, they don't have to worry about, getting people on fish. They just go out and target that one species. And I kind of envy that, when people are able to do that. I just can't seem to go out there and take clients out and try to target one fish all day, especially if it's not really happening good, because you want to get people on some action, So it's a little bit harder to try to do, the job when you're trying to hit one species of fish all day. I mean, I have taken people who only want flounder. Had a customer of mine, he passed away this past year, unfortunately, but that's all he ever wanted to catch. And, we'd go out and concentrate on flounder all day. But, it's kind of harder because, if that particular species is not in good or the conditions aren't good for doing it or whatever, I like to switch up and be able to go after another species.
Well, I'm sick of paying $800 a pound for fresh fish. So I'll go get something else.
Yeah, I know what you mean there.
go net up some mullet. Make some smoked mullet dip.
There you go.
Oh, you know what else? You can smoke jacks. You get them fat little jacks, like 2 pounds. They make pretty damn good fish dip if you smoke them.
Really?
Bluefish, oh my God, jack, yes. Mullet.
I would think a jack would be better than a bluefish myself, because bluefish to me.
I never smoked bluefish. I've smoked leather jack. I caught a pretty big leather jack offshore one time, and I kept that and smoked it. You can smoke a flip flop; it tastes good.
Yeah, exactly. But I think the bluefish are kind of real bloody to me, so I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
So. But, I ate a bluefish once, and as soon as I got out of the hospital, I said, I'll never do it again.
As soon as you got out of the hospital?
I'll see you later.
All right, Bill. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you guys coming in this morning again.
Hey, enjoyed
great,
it.
Great show. Enjoy Always. Having you. Enjoy having you, man. It's great.
Always enjoy it.
And we'll be back next week. And, of course, same time, same channel.
Good day.
Same station, I should say. We'll see you then. Yeah.